Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. If you want to call in, please do, 1-866-582-9933. Let me cover this really quick. So you listen to this whore over at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier. Talk about our democracy, which we are not. Responsible for her and Joe Biden trampling underfoot the blood of those that fought against tyrants, we're told, in third world countries as they do it right across the Potomac. There are over 400,000 veterans buried at Arlington Cemetery. Thank you to every single one of them. Regardless, folks, I'm talking about highlighting and honoring the intent of their hearts. In most cases, 400,000 veterans buried at Arlington Cemetery, and the American people sit down and allow these individuals to disrespect and to desecrate the blood that was shed to give us the freedoms that we have in the first place. You just heard her talk about our democracy. See, when I look the other way across the Potomac River, what is it that I see if I'm standing at Arlington? Well, I see where the corrupt reside, those who have lied, stolen, and murdered, just like their father, John 10:10, the corrupt politicians in whom create many of these unconstitutional wars that feed into the fascist corporate business partners over at the military complex and making billions of dollars off the blood of the innocent. Don't get me wrong. I didn't say that. It's the truth. Henry Kissinger told you that. He's the guy that said military men are just dumb, stupid animals to be used as pawns concerning foreign policy. And it's also interesting, friends, while I do a bit of a Google search on Henry Kissinger, he said every president has had me a part of their administration but the current one. Isn't that interesting? And he said of those that fought their unconstitutional wars that they're just dumb, stupid animals to be used as pawns for foreign policy. And 329.5 million people in this country sit back and tolerate those that desecrate the memory of those that fought, bled, and died to give us the very freedoms at which we have. Folks, take this to the spiritual. Read 2 Corinthians 5:15 when you get a moment. We are called to live unto what they died for, speaking of the Christ. Now, other information that we just received a moment ago as well, I want you to understand that when the mainstream media calls them terrorists or rebels, you might want to do a little homework in understanding that the definition of terrorism, Oxford's English Dictionary, the original definition is government by intimidation. So you have corruption in government labeling people that oppose their New World Order agenda as terrorists. You know, it's been rightly said, if you're not careful, the newspapers will have you hating the people who are being oppressed and loving the people who are doing the oppressing. Remember, Americans, 94% of you say that you don't believe the mainstream media. So why is it that you're listening to them today? I did a show one time on Sandlin Communications probably 13, 14 years ago now, and I was highlighting the crimes of the current administration. During that time, it was criminal sodomite foreigner Barack Hussein Obama. And he asked me, he goes, why are you disrespecting the office of the president? And I laughed and I said, disrespecting the office of the president falls to those that don't stand up against his crimes, because he doesn't have the right in the first place to violate the Constitution. You're disrespecting the office. I am for the Word of God. I am for the Constitution. And I am for the enumerated laws found within. You, sir, are disrespecting the office of president by allowing these criminals to do the things that they do. It's just the truth. One more point. What we're going to be talking about, friends, is let these people tell you what we all knew was happening firsthand. I'm going to pull up my friend Rachel in just a moment. Then I have Representative Eric Lucero from Minnesota. And we're going to kind of cover some of the things that are going on here. What's interesting, friends, is I was just talking to another friend here locally in Minnesota, asking them the heartbeat, the conscience of the people in the state of Minnesota. Well, this individual just happened to be an election judge, and she said that when they were to go count and to recognize who won, she was given stand-down orders not to even look into the results. She said, Bradley, I suspect this is happening all throughout the United States, or the state of Minnesota. And I would take it to the United States of America. Hey, friends, in the state of Minnesota, it's interesting. We were told to vote as if our businesses are being closed by the governor that we're told that just was reelected. We're supposed to vote as if our children are being locked out of schools. Shame on you if you have them there in the first place, but the point was made. You're to vote as if family members are alone in a hospital or a retirement home and you're not allowed to be there, saith the government and the governor in the state of Minnesota that was just allegedly reelected by the people in the state of Minnesota here. And you're to vote as if you have to show a passport to eat or to fly. The same people who did this are on your ballot. And the message across Minnesota, California, Michigan, across the United States is the same exact thing. They want you to believe that we want more of their abuses on a 24/7 basis, folks, for the next 4 years. And I'm here to tell you that it is not true, that voter fraud is coming out and being exposed once again, Luke 12:2, across the boards. They want you to believe that the people in the United States have voted and reelected the same people that are responsible for shutting down their businesses, killing off their folks, in so many different other avenues, folks. They expect that you'll just suffer the abuse and you'll succumb to the next abuse that they're going to throw at you. And rest assured, it is coming, friends. Rest assured. It is not the time right now to succumb to what's going on. It's time for the people in the United States to stand up and demand justice. This is not a time to just wait until this all just goes away. Why? So we can teach the up-and-comings to go ahead and wait it out and to suffer more abuses, what you allow them to reestablish themselves to attack again and then again and then again. Folks, this is criminal. This is criminal. Frederick Douglass, who was one that was a slave back in the 1800s, he was a slave for over 20 years, and he said he prayed and he prayed and he prayed that he would be made a free man. He said nothing happened for 20 years. He said, until I put my feet to my prayers. Not until then did I become a free man. Frederick Douglass said, find out just what any people will quietly submit to, and you have the exact measure of the injustice and wrong which will be imposed upon them. And it's exactly what's happening right now, and Americans need to stand up, not sit down. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and our media website, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At sonsoflibertyradio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
It's a jungle out there, disorder and confusion everywhere. No one seems to care. Well, I do. Hey, who's in charge here? Yeah, it's a jungle out there, and you need Wisconsin Christian News, a Christian newspaper that is not just filled with poetry and recipes. We print the truth, and we're not afraid to do it. If you're sick of the nonsense, subscribe today. You need this. I could be wrong now, but I don't think so. WisconsinChristianNews.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. By the way, if you want to check us out on social media platforms, please do. sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Subscribe to that page. And or go over to beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page as well. If you want to call in, we do have guests. We'll try to squeeze you in. 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Now, before I pull up my friend Rachel real quick, I want you to see this, because in the state of Michigan, Whitmer, folks, she is a witch. Don't get me wrong. This is not name calling. She is literally a witch that thrives on the bloodshed of children. This is what she's run her whole campaign on. Same thing in the state of Minnesota with Tim Walz and many others. Okay. If you're looking at social media platforms right now, it says searching for leaders who will protect your abortion rights. Who in their right mind would run off of making sure that innocent blood is shed in the land when God clearly condemns it, Proverbs 6:17? I want to take it a step further, and I want you to see this because my friend Bethany sent this to me some time ago, and I highlighted this last week, but I want to show it to you one more time before we pull Rachel up. And it's a video of Whitmer using a Ouija board, okay? And I want you to check this out here, okay? I don't need the sound, not that we have any sound, but it's just kind of an eerie music that goes along with it anyways. But she was selling her administration on a Ouija board. Now, if that doesn't tell you what you're dealing with, folks, and I know many people think that this is still just in the movies, but the fact of the matter, it's not still in the movies, folks. It never has been. This has been going on for, well, since the beginning of time. And the American people need to understand that, again, I've shared with you in the past 100 times that they do the unthinkable because they don't believe that you think that they're capable of doing this. Well, they're running on it as their slogans to make sure that women can still kill their babies. So what I did is after these results that came out, and we know that there's massive voter fraud going on across the country. There's lawsuits that are evolving right now. And all across the country, people are complaining about what was in fact going on. I even have videos of some of these things taking place where no one was allowed, and then all of a sudden trucks were being let in. If I get time, I'll show you the video. And they were given police escorts. You need to understand that there's a corporation that's at war with who we are as a people. And they're using our money against us and trying to establish their order. And it's not happening without of the United States. It's happening within. Numbers 32:23. The sad part about all of this, friends, is it's our sin is catching up to us. And we're doing this to ourselves. And we're doing this to ourselves by what we are allowing the bad guys to do to us. So without further ado, I'm going to pull up my friend Rachel from Michigan. Welcome to the show, Rachel. Thank you for joining me. I totally appreciate it.
Hi, Bradley. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, we had a great conversation. I was talking to you and your husband earlier, and we were having such a good conversation. I said, no, let's just stop, and what we'll do is we'll pick this up on radio. And what I did is I called you, and I said, so what is the, you know, what's the vibe with the people in the state of Michigan right now concerning these election results that have been given unto you by the mainstream media? What was your response, Rachel?
Everyone knows it's fraud, and I think everyone is really confused that all three of, you know, the witches that we have with our, you know, Secretary of State, our Attorney General, and our Governor, all of them were reelected. I could see that one of them would have been reelected, but how are all three reelected? And all of our propositions or our proposals passed on our ballot, so 1, 2, and 3. Here where I live, we also had what was called a transit tax. They want to tax our county to support other counties in having this public transportation, which we really don't use. That passed as well.
Yeah,
so
that's
more tax.
Yep, the government has no business there. That's communism. They're trying to establish a transportation system. They're saying the people want it. That's how they sell it to them. Then they steal your money. They establish it, and then they control everything. That's exactly how they do so much of what they do. Let me just rewind just a little bit concerning these election results. First of all, they're selling to the people in the state of Michigan that everybody in that state, a majority of them anyways, wanted to make sure that mothers could still murder their babies. Is that right?
Yeah, that's
okay.
What the big bulk of it was. They were promoting it as, you know, protect Roe in Michigan. And I think people didn't realize what else is behind that proposition or proposal.
That's what I want to get to. I don't want to cut you off, but here it is.
No.
So they want the people in the state of Michigan to believe that everybody that voted in Whitmer is all about what she did over the last 4 years unconstitutionally, said the Supreme Court in that state, not once but twice, and to suffer all of her abuses, her totalitarian methods at every given step, attacking and shutting down 70,000 businesses, and yet the mainstream media in Michigan wants the Michiganites to believe that they all re-voted or re-elected her in her criminal administration, as well as having a governor that wears a pink hat that says Make America Great Again, Planned Parenthood, knowing that 63 million babies have been murdered. That is the most far out there result that I've ever heard in my life, but that's what they want to force down the throats of the people in Michigan. Now, when I was there, Rachel, we did an event together. And it was interesting. I went to get a coffee, and when I walked through, I noticed up on a television screen, it was talking about Prop 3. Can you explain Prop 3 in Michigan and how it was set up on the ballot for the people to vote on?
So Prop 3 is really what's behind Prop 3 is reproductive rights and your medical freedom. That's how they're selling it to people. But what the language has been written in such a way that abortions can be done not just by doctors, and your children would then, or your minors, would then be able to make their own medical decisions, still be able to get an abortion without parental consent, and eventually we know where that's going, because really it's about parental consent. That's really what the proposition is about. So they want to take away the parental consent so they can get your child a vaccination if the child so chooses to do so while they're at school. If the child is pregnant, they could take them for an abortion if they want to do that. They want to give them puberty blockers. If they want to let them mutilate their bodies and decide that they want to become an opposite gender, they're going to be allowed to do all of that.
Rachel, so the message, again, coming from the mainstream media, is the majority of the people in Michigan voted to basically relinquish their parental rights over to the state that has no children whatsoever. The state wants to assume authority over the children of the state to basically play the parent in their life concerning their own children. They want the people in Michigan to all believe that they voted this in. Is that right?
Absolutely.
I can't find that in the Constitution, nor can I find in the Constitution where the state has any children.
Right. They don't. Right.
Okay, so they're assuming authority is what they're doing that's never been given to them. And as I said to you, Rachel, I got you for about three more minutes. I said to you, is there a time that the people in the state of Michigan and across the United States actually put the question to those said representatives that are assuming the authority that's never been given to them? Where is it in the Constitution that you have been given delegated authority to assume the authority over our children? Has that been proposed to these people, and why has it not? If it is, in fact, never been proposed to these said representatives?
I don't think most mothers and fathers really think about it that far. And if they don't now realize what's going to happen, or until it's really at their front door and it happens to someone in their own family,
yep,
they're not going to be able to see it and realize where it's actually going. So unless they're willing to stand up, start educating their children themselves like they should be, like they're mandated in the Bible to do so, and remove them from those socialist indoctrination centers, it's never going to change. And I know we talked about this earlier today, but the thing that keeps coming back to me is we're sending the next generation into those Marxist indoctrination centers, but yet we're expecting our society to have a different result. We can never fix tomorrow if we don't stop it today. It will never change. We can do everything we want to do today, whether it's campaigns, candidates, ballot proposals, it doesn't matter. We can do that, but we've lost the next generation.
Okay, so I got one more question for you, and I need you to answer it as quick as possible, please. I got you for one more minute. You had shared some information as to what's going on in the banking system to set the parents up for the fall to be taken away by adult social services. Could you share that real quick?
Yeah, so a friend went down to her credit union just to do a regular transaction, was given her updated disclosure statement, and on there it says that according to Michigan law, that if they suspect any kind of fraud or that an adult is endangered, they are supposed to report to adult social services, and then there'll be an investigation. So not only do we have CPS in our lives, you know, not our lives, but in people's lives meddling, now they're going to have adult social services,
yeah,
in people's lives meddling. So they're going to be taking control of your money as well. We know that where that's going to.
Amen. Rachel, thank you so much for your time. I wish we had more. Thanks for jumping out with such a short amount of time. Rachel from Michigan, folks. We got Eric Lucero, representative from Minnesota, coming up with us right on the other side. Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCN Tax Cut. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
You USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Friday is the 69th annual National Veterans Day observance at Arlington National Cemetery. Speaking at the event, Vice President Kamala Harris says the administration believes veterans and their families deserve to be taken care of.
Fulfilling that obligation means making sure veterans can access the support and the resources they need to thrive.
Consumers of all ages and income groups are feeling less optimistic about the state of the economy due to recession fears. The University of Michigan's early consumer sentiment reading for November fell 9% from last month to its lowest level since June. Buying conditions for big-ticket items decreased sharply due to uncertainty over rising interest rates and continued high prices. From all of us here at USA Radio News, if you are a veteran, thank you for your service. This is USA Radio News.
I need help with my taxes. Where can I find free tax help?
If you make $54,000 a year or less, you can participate in the IRS Volunteer Income Tax Assistance, VITA, or the Tax Counseling for the Elderly, TCE, programs. IRS-certified volunteers provide free basic tax prep for low to moderate income taxpayers. The TCE program is specifically for taxpayers age 60 and older. Go to IRS.gov and enter free tax prep in the search box to find a VITA or TCE site near you.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean, social media platform, sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page, and or go over to that of beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page. We have with us right now our friend Eric Lucero, and he's a representative from the state of Minnesota. And again, doing my due diligence here, I'd had to call Eric because I see Eric as one of those frontline patriots out there, Christian patriots. Might I add, that's doing the stuff, as we call it here in the ministry, putting his everything on the line to wake and shake up the American people and representing who we are under God rather than who we are not, as the way it's being represented to the rest of the world through false representation. And I can talk about that on so many different levels. But with that said, I want to first welcome Eric Lucero. Thank you first and foremost for jumping on with what, an hour and a half notice. I totally appreciate it. Eric, thank you.
Well, I appreciate it always. Thank you. And again, I always enjoy the opportunity to join you in the audience.
Amen. Thank you again. With that, I called you this morning, and while we were talking, I was asking you as to what you're feeling about what's going on just in the state of Minnesota, because I see a feeling of disgruntledness with the people, not just in Minnesota, but across the country right now, feeling that what is going on here is not representing we the people in any sense of the word. And during that conversation, Eric, you had told me, and I hope I'm at liberty to go ahead and share this concerning our conversation as to the meeting that you just had down at the Minnesota State Capitol and some of the things that were being shared as to how the agenda is going to go full force right now. What was that conversation, and can you share some of the details concerning that conversation that we had this morning?
Sure, sure. It wasn't a conversation that I had. It was a public press release, and I think it was actually a media availability that the new majority, the Democrat majority, had upon electing their new leadership. They released what their agenda is going to be when we come back into session January next year. And it includes paid family leave mandates, crippling mandates on businesses. It includes tax increases. It includes moving forward the abortion agenda. It includes moving forward a number of items that are the exact opposite of what the foundation of this country was built upon, which was individual liberty, accountability, self-sufficiency, self-responsibility. And they're trying to take us from a state of individualism to a state of collectivism.
Now, when you go to the Capitol and you go to the Supreme Court chambers, Eric, I don't know if you've been in there, and you probably have. I'm just putting it out there as a question. Isn't it interesting that you see Moses awaiting the divine law above the heads of the Supreme Court justices, and on the way out you see John Locke, who apart with that of William Blackstone, English common law, as well as Charles D. Montesquieu. John Locke, it says right there, it says, where the law ends, tyranny begins. I'm just curious, when we're talking about this agenda that those that allegedly won office or re-elected again in the state of Minnesota, where is it that they're driving constitutionally delegated authority from we the people to use a law against the law and oppressing the people further than what they've already done over the last 4 years?
Well, if we take a step back, and we've had this conversation, you and I, either offline or actually on the air in the past, and that is, if we take a step back, we know that we live in a larger reality, and that larger reality includes the spiritual realm. And in the spiritual realm, there is a spiritual battle for truth, for good versus evil that's occurring. And that is manifesting itself right now in our daily lives. And that battle for truth has those that are on the opposite side that are, whether they're aware or unaware, they're being used by an evil agenda to promote division and hatred. And so to answer your question, where are they deriving their power? Those that are being used as puppets, knowing or unknowing, they're deriving their power, their influence, from an evil agenda that has in its sight us to destroy truth and destroy this great country.
That's right. We're doing it to ourselves. Numbers 32:23. Our sin is finding us out. No question about it. We can't blame anybody else for what we're doing to ourselves. But again, so let me put it this way. And Eric, I think I've hinted to this just a bit. But when we look at how it's been sold to us, a right-left paradigm, the Republicans and the Democrats, and we've talked about this before as to how John Adams called it out as being the greatest evil under the Constitution, where a constitution Republic, Article 4, Section 4. So when I look at what we have as a right, and I say this with all sincerity, Eric, you're rare. You are rare. That's why we have you up on the show. You have been tried. You have been true. You've been proven on your stance. Where are those that call themselves the Christian conservative patriots? Where are they upholding the law against those that are violating the law? Because, I don't know, is it just me, Eric, but did not they put their hand on the Bible, most of them, and swear to God and man that they'd uphold the enumerated laws found within that Constitution?
Well, those that have sworn an oath to the truth likely did so in vain. Because whether they be those in public office that are in clear violation of the oath that they took, or it be those of the rest in the public, it starts there. And all that it takes for evil to prevail is for good people to do nothing, right? And that's exactly what's happening. And it's very unfortunate that there are many, many churches throughout this state and through the country where either the pews are either empty, the pulpits themselves are speaking empty words, or there are people there and they're not taking their biblical citizenship seriously.
That's exactly right. Now, I do want to go back on one thing. Edmund Burke, I respect the guy in a big way. He was great as to what he did and what he left us. He said, evil prevails because good men do nothing. Have you ever really just sat back and thought about that? Because I think, wait a second, evil prevails because good men do nothing, but good men don't allow evil to prevail. And this is what I'm trying to get to, is that consecrated area that we as Christians are supposed to live in and stand alone, if need be, against that which is going on and which is creeping in on the American people on a 24/7 basis. One of the things, I want to ask you another question here. One of the things that you had talked about, and I was leading up to it on the phone conversation right when you brought it up. So I see the Holy Ghost moving here, and I love it, to say the least, because this is what he does. One of the things that you brought up, Eric, was the interest in witchcraft is growing across the country, with Minnesota ahead of the spellbinding curve. It's interesting that we're seeing those in power or representative power acting in such a fashion that they want to, well, use their campaign, their slogans, as to suggest that, well, we're running on the idea, just like Witchburn, Michigan, just like Tim Walz did, Keith Ellison did the same thing. They're running their campaigns on making sure that the blood of the innocent are shed. There's so many things happening today, Eric, that I gotta honestly say, I never thought in a million years I was gonna see these things. When I brought up the blood, you brought up the correlation between that and witchcraft. What was it that we were talking about, Eric?
So you pull the headline, then I have the headline here in preparation for this. It was October 24th, so just a couple weeks ago, and you already read the headline, that Minnesota is ahead of the spellbinding curve, so there's a growing interest. And we know, as we take a cursory look across human history, that the satanic agenda is on the move, and it concentrates itself in the seats of power throughout human history. And the seat of power in Minnesota is the capital. The capital is St. Paul, and by extension, the Minneapolis area. And when we see Minneapolis being the epicenter for defund the police, the epicenter for so much that's horrific, it's being exported. It is not an accident that you overlay that with dabblings in the satanic agenda, which is what witchcraft is, dabblings of that in this area to see the byproduct of the evil that's produced.
Yeah, and we also talk too, and I think it's important for everybody to catch wind of what I'm going to say next. When you look at 2 Kings 24, it was actually Josiah the king that once he discovered the law, he did everything that the Lord told him to do, and the Lord was pleased with that. But in 2 Kings 24, verse 4, he said, "But for the innocent blood of the land, I will not forgive that." In other words, God will judge the innocent blood that's been shed in the land. It's also interesting, Eric, that the Lord said that he will not look over the iniquity. In other words, he's very fine-tooth in his judgment. I see the same thing in Amos 9, where he said, you can go ahead and try to run away from this, but you are not. You're responsible. 63 million babies, my friends, have been murdered, okay, in this country. And what's also interesting is God is very exacting in his justice. And when I think of his justice that will fall upon the American people because we have failed to put a stop to this, I've got to honestly say, Eric, I don't think, you know, what comes to my aid right now is you can run, but you cannot hide from this. We need to either stand up and repent for our national sins and allow the Lord to do what he's going to do, or else we're going to get it in a way that we wished we would have responded when we had the time to respond. What say you? I've got you for one more minute.
So when we look at the Hebrews, they have a special blessing, the Lord's hand of protection on them. But even his own people were not spared from justice.
That's right.
He allowed the Babylonians to come in and take them into captivity as a product of their own rebellion in order to enact his justice. We see another country, Nineveh, it's a city, the capital of Assyria at the time. They did repent. Jonah was sent to deliver a message, hey, 40 days and you guys get yours. They did an about face, 180 degrees. They turned and they did repent on a national level. So when it comes to America, we don't have the same hand of promise, you know, of being the Lord's own people. And therefore, we should not be so arrogant to think that justice and accountability isn't going to come to our own land if we don't do a repentance, for sure.
Amen. Folks, Representative Eric Lucero, thank you for your time, brother. We'll have you
thank
up
you
again
so
soon.
Much.
Yeah, thank you. Folks, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. We'll be right back after this break.
We are in the trenches every day doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson with Genesis, and I want to thank you for listening to the Sons of Liberty show and helping them spread their message of liberty and Christian values.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. If you want to call in, now's the time, 1-866-582-9933. Now, I don't know that I should say that because Tim Brown, morning show host, on with me right now. And, Tim, we were talking just a little bit ago about what's going on, and I've been talking to a lot of people about what's going on in the United States concerning the voter fraud, massive voter fraud that's going on. So I started making some calls because I wanted verification. I wanted a heartbeat on the American people, and it seems like the people are disgruntled. Their backs are up against the wall. They see what's going on. They know that the American people, for the most part, did not reelect these criminals, these tyrants that are operating concerning a totalitarian government, which is foreign to American government on so many different fronts. And I just wanted to kind of pick up that conversation from where we left it. And what do you suppose is the resolve? And I don't mean to make that like you don't have the answer, because I know that when we make reference to the word and to the Constitution, we've been given the answers. So I don't mean to diminish the credibility that you're going to bring. But what is it that you would suggest to the American people and to the 53 countries that are listening to us right now as to the resolve to basically lay the axe to the root of the tree when it comes to corruption in the United States?
Yeah, I think over the years we've been trained by the church and by the state that we're to look to, you know, these guys that represent us to somehow fix everything for us. And, you know, even though there are certain things that are set up, you know, our forefathers all understood, they played a part in the governing of, you know, their particular states. And so one of the things that, you know, I pointed people to is we've got to remember some, well, not remember, we've got to learn it. Because the fact of the matter is we've left off law enforcement. We have people that we call law enforcement. But the real law enforcement, the Constitution, it doesn't say the boys in blue, the boys in brown, doesn't talk about state troops, it doesn't talk about any of that. The real law enforcement under the U.S. Constitution is the militia. They're the real law enforcers. Article 1, Section 8, Clause 15.
And 16, yes.
Yeah, and so one of the things that we got to do as men is we're going to have to start gearing up the local county militias. You know, when those who live before us, you know, give an example under Thomas Gage, governor of Massachusetts at the time, and you had the people there, they allowed them to have one town hall meeting a year. And so when they had a second one, he sent in like 300 dragoons to break up the assembly there. By the way, the word assembly, ecclesia. So they brought him in to break up the crowd. And within a moment's notice, you know, they used to have the Minuteman. Well, most of us who are my age learned what that was in elementary school. Those guys showed up like 1,000 of them within, you know, a minute or two and ran the dragoons off. I think we're getting dangerously close to that place. I don't see any way that you stop tyrants when the corruption, I mean, anybody who listens to what was said this morning on the show, man, that's from the cops to the judges to the, yeah, you know, governor, all the way up.
Yeah.
How do you deal with that? And the only way I've seen in history, you don't stop it with more words for the Convention of States people out there. Tyrants are already ignoring words. They're ignoring the law.
Yeah, yeah. Let me add something to that, Tim. I just read the book Common Sense by Thomas Paine. And it's interesting, he said, for all the appeals during that particular time, he said these olive branches, these appeals to the king from the colonies during that particular time, he said, we need to knock that off. He said, that only adds to the arrogance of the despot.
Yeah.
And it's exactly right, because we see that where the people want justice, they take it to the courts, and 8 times out of 10, they're not going to get justice. They get another corrupt judge that's going ahead along with the agenda to enslave the American people rather than to hold accountable those that are corrupt in the system of government in which we have today. So I can attest to exactly what you're saying, and I don't doubt it. Listen, I think of what our forefathers did. They threw off a tyrant. I think of what Cromwell did back in the 1600s. I think of even going back to modern history, back in the 1940s, Tim, there was something called, there was an in Athens, Tennessee, where the veterans came back and they, yeah, seen the corruption in the voting system, where the veterans took control of their government because they understood right then and there, we just got back from war fighting against the very things that you're doing in our backyard, and they lawfully dealt with it.
Yeah, I was actually going to mention that in the Battle of Athens, because, you know, there's the thing that we're learning with the tactical Stevenson, that is reinstitution and the militia and also the grand jury for the people in the county. And that way they can start collecting the evidence. They can start learning to do what hasn't been taught to us in decades and generations. And, I mean, that's if you want to be free. If you want to continue on, you know, carrying about your life the way you're doing, and you just want to be upset and you don't know really what to do that'll work, well, I look to the scripture, the people were self-governing,
yep,
and what did they have?
Yep.
They had some judges, and that's pretty much it. They dealt with things within the assembly with the elders,
yep,
and they had judges if there was a dispute that couldn't be settled, you know, that way.
I got to add this, yeah, again, Tim. I don't mean to cut you off, but there's sure, pertinent information that needs to be thrown in this mix. Again, going back to our forefathers, Thomas Paine talked about the very thing that in 1 Samuel 8, it was interesting that the people wanted to take upon themselves a custom of the heathens by asking themselves for a king. And,
yeah,
when Samuel went to the Lord. The Lord said, listen, Samuel, they're not rejecting you, they're rejecting me, but go ahead and tell them this is what they're going to have to deal with if and when I do give them a king. And at the end of the day, he did. And what the Lord warned them of is exactly what happened under Saul, and that was just the beginning. So that is scriptural through and through in every sense of the way. As a matter of fact, Thomas Paine, the whole purpose of common sense was to throw off a king, a monarchical system across the pond, and give ourselves back over to the Lord. That's what spurred our forefathers on to say rebellion to tyrants is obedience to God. And that is our proposed national slogan, friends. So I think it's important that we line it up with exactly who we are scripturally. And Tim, what we're talking about right now is exactly spot on. The American people, they love their freedom so much, but it seems that there's so few that are willing to actually, you know, partake when it comes to their turn to stand up and fight off tyranny as well. I think that people have been led somehow or another to believe that the tyrants are across the sea when in fact they're right in our own backyard. And if they take the time to read the Word of God and the Constitution, they'd find out just the opposite concerning the truth of the matter.
Yeah, and that's exactly why they want to disarm the people too. You can see it gearing up. You can see that the people have been trained by the you know, wolves in the pulpit kind of deal. They've been trained to sit here and kind of take it. Jesus would have done this. He would have turned the other cheek, avenger into Caesar what Caesar, and all the twisted Romans 13 stuff.
Yep.
So they've had that. And then they set their kids to the statist indoctrination centers we call public schools, and they expect them not to come out as statist. So the mindset, people can tell you, yeah, I believe in this and this, but then you go and watch what they do, and it's like, well, wait a minute, that's not matching up with what you say you're holding to. And, you know, we have fallen a long way, Bradley. You know, some of us, myself included, you know, we're learning things later in life that other people, you know, God bless them to learn it, like, from birth. And trying to implement that. And this is some of the things. It's just getting back to taking our responsibility and duty for
law enforcement. Yep.
And that has to come first and foremost through self-government. And we're having to, you know, even reteach that to a lot of people as well.
Yeah, okay, so if we don't maintain justice, justice will not maintain us. Theodore Roosevelt said justice consists not in being neutral between right and wrong, but in finding out the right and upholding it wherever found against the wrong. The abortion issue. We have in Michigan, we have in Minnesota, we have two individuals that are corrupt from the top of their head to the soles of their feet. They were sold to the American people, or the people in Michigan and in Minnesota, that we reelected these people. Their campaign slogans, Tim and friends, is this. They're selling to the people in these particular states that we want to make sure that innocent blood is continuously shed throughout the land. And yet we reelected them. That's what they want us to believe. What say you as to bringing about resolve concerning, just say, these two states in particular?
Well, I know, like Michigan, they have, they're well known for, you know, their militias up there. And, you know, I don't know what goes on in their minds or when their meetings or their talks or anything like that, but it's not like they don't have the stuff in place to deal with it. And I understand, my understanding is that's what some of them were trying to do with Whitmer, when they were busted and then they were told they were terrorists trying to kidnap her and that whole narrative.
Yeah.
But that, you know, the problem is that people have the problem is the people have submitted themselves, given over their authorities that they have, their liberties, and they've given them over to these bureaucracies to do what they should be doing.
Oh, and that's exactly it. Tim, I can go ahead and run it. Well, there it goes right there.
And only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own. So stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.